Here we go.
Bad evening, my broils and ghouls! It is I, the Script Creeper, with some delicious tales of sexual horror to keep you up at night. Your penis, that is. That part's for the broils only, I guess. The ghouls will be, dripping wet. Oh, that's pretty good. With what? With what? Blood? No, that doesn't make any sense. Get it together, SC. Fuck. Okay, take two. Bad evening, my broils and ghouls! It is I, the Script Creeper, with some sinfully scary tales coming at your fears! Get it? Instead of ears? The puns are terrifying! No, that's too esoteric. What am I really going for here? Get into the zone, man. Am I the Script Creeper? What's my motivation? Do I get off on scaring people? Am I just a pun generator? If you cut me, do I not bleed? Well, no, because I'm a desiccated corpse. I can talk for some reason. Also, it's a little weird I don't need glasses, right? Like, the rest of my body is a corpse, but my eyeballs is just fine? Okay, I'm spiraling again. Okay. Remember what my therapist said. Don't let yourself go down that path of negative thought. Where's my rubber band? I'm supposed to be snapping my rubber band! Okay. Okay, calm down. What's the worst that could happen? I'm already dead! Okay. Deep breath. Take three. Bad evening, my broils and ghouls! It is I, the Script Creeper, with terrifying tales of titillation and, shit. I gotta keep the alliteration thing. It's going. It's kind of my hook. Truancy! Oh, wait, that's horrible. What do you mean I'm out of time? My agent will hear about this! Well, fuck it, we're gonna do it live!
Mistress Manners, my boyfriend and I are very much in love, aside from the fact that I have a touch of lycanthropy and runs in the family. But he wants to buy me something silver because we've been seeing each other for 25 weeks. Isn't that sweet? He's such a romantic. But how can I politely explain that I'm a werewolf and also tangentially responsible for certain neighborhood cats to have gone mysteriously missing inside my belly because I ate them? Hirsutely yours, Lana Cheney.
Dear Mistress Manners, if you happen to leave a piece of, let's say, sexual equipment behind after a one-night stand, how long is it polite to wait before asking about it? I'd expected a lady to contact me before long, since we had a wild time, and I seem to satisfy some extremely specific kink for her. However, it's been almost a week now. Even if she doesn't want to see me again, the items in question are things I've been very attached to and will require some pesky grave robbing to replace. On the other hand, approaching her at her place, or really anywhere else, means a risk of mobs, pitchforks, and being trapped in a burning building. Would you have any advice? Signed, Frank.
Hi? The secretary said you're ready for my interview now?
Yes. Come in. It says here your name is Reeds. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. My full name is Reeds Dersevin.
Oh, you don't have to call me sir. We have a flat structure around here. After all, we're all in the service of Samhain, right?
Celebrated is his name.
Very impressive. So you're already familiar with his dark teachings?
Well, I do admit to brushing up on some ritual books before this interview, but I'm a friend to all the darkness.
Excellent. workplace culture is very big here. We try to be as inclusive as possible, but you know, it's not like a bunch of Mormons are going to apply to work at the Samhain skull-crushing kid mask factory.
About that name.
Oh, don't worry. We're listed on the NASDAQ as Silver Shamrock Novelties Limited. Truly, limited liability is one of our Dark Lord's greatest creations.
That wasn't exactly my...
Don't worry. We'll get to all that later. But first, tell me a little about yourself.
Sure. Well, as you can see from my CV, I spent much of the 2020s working at Genesis on the T-1000 program. I mostly worked on the kill switches.
Sorry, did you say the 2020s? It's 1982.
Yeah, I know, it's confusing. See, in another timeline, robots destroyed almost all of humanity. I was one of the people who helped make that goal happen, and under budget.
Well, that's certainly impressive, but...
So that's the thing with time travel. Once you start, it's like an arms race. We sent one of our T-1000s, Terminator, to go back in time to kill the mother of the resistance movement.
Wow, that's a bold move.
Right? I like working for companies that take risks. Anyway, we'd go back in time, and then they'd go back in time, and the whole thing got pretty convoluted. At some point, the time stream became basically unusable. Time bleed, you know?
Time bleed?
Trust me, it's very annoying. You're talking with somebody, and they suddenly regress to an ape, or jump forward to... Well, it's hard to explain. Like, imagine an elder god, but with a really solid 401k plan. So, eventually, we had to scrap it. I ended up in the 1970s because I sneezed when I was setting the dial.
Wow, that's very impressive. Not the sneezing, I mean, the rest of it.
Thank you. Anyway, I had to do some intensive retraining in order to get employment in my chosen field in the 70s. I spent some time in Canada working for CONSEC on their scanner project, and then worked for Civic TV compiling material for Videodrome.
You worked on the Videodrome project? I'm a huge fan.
Really? We didn't think it got a lot of traction down here. We were mostly aiming for the European market.
Oh, it was a cult sensation. We passed around those tapes at the Samhain retreats for years. I'll tell you a little secret. That was one of the ways we got the Dark Lord to accept our skull-crushing technology. We said, Dark Lord, do we really want to fall behind in tech? To the Canadians.
Wow, what a compliment. How did he take it?
Not well. He disemboweled one of my executive's assistants while fucking a goat's ass with a ram's horn. But he came around.
No kidding?
I see what you did there. So honestly, I think I've seen enough. You seem very qualified, and if I may be so bold, you have some excellent childbearing hips, which will come in handy once we start remaking the world in our image.
Oh, sir, you're going to make me blush.
So, do you have any questions?
Actually, yes. So, I was reading up on your brochure. So, you want to crush the skulls of children? And let me see if I have this correct. The plan is to sell a whole bunch of masks to kids, and then you're going to have a Silver Shamrock Big giveaway at 9 p.m., that will be shown on every channel?
Correct.
That sounds like a huge cash outlay.
Oh, it was indeed. Our dark treasurer took out a third mortgage to Hill House. You think ghosts are bad? Try dealing with Kevin from Chase National.
Okay, and then when all the kids watch the giveaway, the microchip implanted in all the masks gets activated by... absorbing the energy of Stonehenge through televisions.
Exactly.
Which triggers the mask to crush their heads and unleash a swarm of insects that kill anyone in their path.
You got it.
Why not just release the insects directly?
Well, where's the fun in that? Besides, how would we sell the masks?
Great point. Okay, but this is a national campaign, right?
Absolutely.
But the commercials are all playing at 9 p.m. in each time zone?
Yes.
So when the first commercial airs, and all these kids get their heads crushed and chaos reigns, won't the Western time zone see it happen and then not watch the giveaway?
Yes, well, that's... Shit.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I think I have to make a few phone calls.
No doubt. So, do I have the job?
Well, no. Nobody likes a brown noser.
Dear Mr. Simanas, is there an official style guide for scooping and serving brains? My partner insists that proper etiquette is for the skull to be neatly sliced and the insides eaten with a small dessert fork. I'm of the opinion that forks and spoons of any size are just fine, and it doesn't really matter how you get the stuff out. I'd appreciate it if you could settle the matter for us before it becomes...
Dear Mistress Manners, recently I watched a documentary about the many clinical uses of donor blood and the short supply. This has caused me great concern, given that I thought donor blood was the best way to feed my thirst while assuaging my guilt. Now every time I drink a bag, I think of the people that blood could have saved. I thought I was making the moral choice, but now I think I may have to go back to catch and release with the occasional accident. What are your thoughts? Sincerely, just a girl looking for free-range, fair trade, and cruelty-free blood.
Wait, you want me to scare you? It's fun for you? You mean, like, sexually? No, I'm not judging. I just never really thought about scaring you before. Okay, no, that's fine. How should I do it? Should I just say scary stuff? Okay, well, I guess I can try. Let's see. You sent a text confessing your crush, but they left you on read. What? That's scary. All right, fine, I'll try another one. You had Mexican food for lunch, and now you realize that you're out of toilet paper. What? That one was even scarier. Fine, I guess you're hard to scare. How about you forgot your phone, and now you're left with only your thoughts while waiting at the DMV? Well, can you contain your screams? Oh, no, babe, I'm not stopping now. You've created a monster. Now listen carefully, dear. I know that you don't want to hear this, but you accidentally forgot to mute your mic on Zoom when you went to the bathroom. But wait, and then you hit reply all on an email where you ranted about your boss. Ooh, but it gets worse. And then someone says hi to you on a plane, and now you're stuck talking to them for the entire flight, and they want to talk about politics. Hey, babe, no, don't leave. I'm just getting started. Come on, stay, please. I haven't told you yet about the week that every single person at the grocery store decided to pay with a check, and then used at least 7 coupons. Or about the night that your in-laws wanted to play Monopoly. Or wait, the scariest phrase known to humankind. The Wi-Fi is out. What? Where are you going? Hey, come back. Fine, I guess we can play later.
Dear M.M., I have been out of the dating game for, well, it feels like 100 years. I'm having a lovely young woman over for dinner. She is quite cultured, and I'm not sure what to serve as a drink with food, as I don't drink wine. I really want to make a good impression here, as she has the most beautiful neck. And when she tilts her head, you can see her jugular pulse with life. Life that I desire and hunger for. Any suggestions? Vlad, in Transylvania.
When shall we three meet again? In thunder, lightning, or in rain?
How's next weekend?
I think that should be good. If we want to try to summon an incubus at All Hallows Eve, we can't wait too long to prepare. Can you come on Friday?
Oh, actually, I'd rather not on Friday. That's the best night to harvest my toadstools. Mrs. Murphy wants another spell to make a man's skin burn with the sting of fire ants.
Oh, let me guess. Does she want her husband punished again?
She totally does. It seems one of the new barmaids has been wrapping his maypole.
You think he would have learned after what happened to him last time.
Wait, weren't you the one who gave the barmaid the swamp snake potion in order to charm him?
I mean, that was what she asked for. It was none of my business why.
Oh my god, I can't even.
Anyway, then how about later in the weekend? Or can you come the following week?
I don't know. I was planning to brew the toadstools overnight, then hoping to pickle the horned toads and bat's testicles over the weekend. I think I can finish it all over those 2 nights. How does Monday work?
Oh, sorry. That's not good. I'm setting up a hex on Monday.
Do you have to? Monday might be the only night that week that I'm not reading bones for somebody. Can you do yours later?
No, not this one. It's been in motion for 2 weeks already.
Oh, that's a long form curse, isn't it?
Exactly. It has to culminate while the moon wanes. Otherwise, his boils will just end up a mild case of eczema.
Wait, how soon does the waning phase end? Will we have to wait until after the new moon to bubble our brews again?
Oh, I'd rather not. I was hoping you two could help me stretch and career the adder's fork before then. They need to be nice and stiff.
That takes ages. Can it wait?
Not for very long. They're also for All Hallows. The entire goat's semen stew needs to be consecrated during the fourth quarter if we want proper results. You don't want another ritual go to the way of last year's, do you?
Why? What happened then?
Oh, it was a disaster. We didn't realize just how important it was to get all the preparations exactly right.
Ugh, don't remind me. My skirt smelled like goblin musk for weeks.
And I can still never get my broomstick to flutter properly since then.
What? Why would you want it to do
that? Don't ask questions.
Sisters. Okay, we'll simply prepare as best we can. Remember the aim we wish to achieve. Cast your hexes and stiffen those forks. And we'll bind a spirit to stir our cauldrons most thoroughly. We shall speak next week.
So we shall.
My high school friends and I recently discovered that our parents murdered a child molester back when they were in high school. And since then, he's been hunting us in our dreams. As you can imagine, my lack of sleep has thrown off my whole fitness regimen. Do you think if I fell asleep wearing my Fitbit, it'll track my steps as I'm running and screaming for my life and my dreams? Signed, Sleepless on Elm Street.
Dear Mistress Manners, longtime reader, first time writer, I'm very excited because this really cute boy asked me to prom. I'm a little worried though, because he suggested that I wear white, because it'll really show off the blood, and I'm not sure that I have a white dress that's suitable. Unrelated question, would you happen to know how firmly the high school gym doors stay closed if I were to, say, I don't know, slam them shut with my mind? Thanks. See white.
You might know me as the bastard son of a thousand maniacs, but there's something else even scarier than me. Financial instability. Hi, I'm Freddy Krueger, here to tell you about a fantastic new opportunity to enter the terrifying world of cryptocurrency. That's right, for the first time, I'm endorsing my name to a new Bitcoin offering, the Krugerrand. Let's be honest, if you're talking about how to drive a teenager's head through a TV, or how to turn yourself into a roach motel, I'm your man. I don't know nothing about Bitcoin, although apparently there's something called a blockchain, which sounds cool, because I do love me some chains. So why invest in Krugerrands? Because they're backed by a force even more powerful than any egghead algorithm, more effective than any market share price. The Dreamscape. Imagine you, as an early adopter, purchase a Krugerrand for $100. The next day, the price goes down as other, lesser, stupid currencies beat it in the stock market. Normally, you'd have just lost some money. But with Krugerrands, I simply enter the dreams of the CEOs of those other companies and destroy them, consuming their souls through eternal torment inside my chest, which is canon for some reason. But here's the best part. There's no fears attached. I sleep murder people for the thrill. Money would weaken my power. And as we all know, the only thing that can really weaken me are Elm Street teenagers who all look suspiciously like they're 30. Wasn't Johnny Depp one of them at one point? Weird, right? And even better, you don't have to do anything. I'll come to you in a dream with this amazing offer. And I strongly suggest you take it. Up to you, though. Because there's always room for more people in my torment chest. Also, my lawyers told me to say that this offer is not open to any living or dead members of the Voorhees clan. See you soon, future investors.
Sisters, the time approaches. Are we prepared?
No, not yet. Hold on. Somebody's still dragging the cauldron up the hill.
Hey, how fast do you think a person can work here? Do you want to do it? My legs are killing me.
The newest witch always has that burden during her first ritual. We've all done it.
I bet you didn't have to drag an extra load of wormwood, too.
Never you mind. We have a chance to get this right. If it works, the summoning will leave us all so satisfied. It'll be worth all the trouble.
And you're sure this incubus is that good?
Have you ever met one?
Well, no.
Then trust me, you wouldn't have to ask. 6 feet, muscles, strength to last for hours. Okay, hurry, hang it here. The fire's already going.
Behold, the moon rises. Let us begin.
Yes, we start with the wool of bat.
Are you sure?
What? That's what the rhyme says. How many times have you heard it?
It says that, yeah, but Well, bats don't have wool, right? So is it possible that was a mistake? Like, maybe someone had bad handwriting.
You know, we never got around to checking that.
I always meant to.
Wait, then what do we have?
It's more like hair and skin of bat. Anyway, here it is. Cured, boiled, and stiffened.
Well, it's the closest thing we have. The stiffening is probably the main thing. Keep stirring. Next, let me see the adder's forks. Ugh. Yes.
Do you remember when someone needed help breaking a curse last week?
Hey, I was doing my best.
Yeah, but I still had to step in for a minute there.
Oh, no. You didn't have to use them all up?
No.
Good.
Just most of them.
Is that bad?
Maybe not. Probably. If there aren't as many stiffening ingredients as we'd like, then...
Well, it's nothing a woman isn't used to sometimes, is it?
Right. Totally. Just, yes.
But we do have a couple?
Yeah, we'll use what we can.
Then do it. Now, is the brew almost boiling? Okay, good. Next, the tail of a newt.
Here.
Are you sure? Where'd you get this?
I caught a newt, I think.
Look at the size of this. Are you sure it wasn't an iguana?
Pretty sure.
Or even a gecko?
You do know how to tell the difference?
Hey. Do you know how hard it is to catch one of those things? I was running around the pond for like an hour.
I don't know. Whatever this is, we'll just have to use it. But if we end up with goblins again, you're doing all the laundry. Maybe for the rest of the year.
All right, it's in the stew. Is there anything else?
One more thing.
Just here. The pig's tears.
Pig's tears.
Yes?
Are you sure that's not supposed to be pig's ears?
What?
Didn't the list say ears?
Are you saying you just added a pig's ear?
Are you saying I spent a morning waiting around the butcher shop for nothing?
Shit.
Can we do something?
I don't know.
It's too late. It's working.
Well, that's not quite what we hoped. Like, not even close to 6 feet for a start.
Red skin doesn't help much either.
Would he even come up to our waists?
I can't tell you how long it's been since someone brought me here. Oh, wow. Oh, well, hello, ladies. Looking for something hot as hell tonight?
Are you kidding? Oh, is this ever going to work? I'd almost prefer the goblins. Never mind, forget it. I'm going home.
What? After all that work?
Me too. I'll do my best with the broomstick.
But what? How do we send him back?
The spell only lasts until sunrise. Someone will just have to keep him busy.
Oh, there are lots of ways to do that.
What?
You're the one who couldn't find the newt.
Hey!
Good night.
Are you serious?
Let me guess. You're expecting someone taller. I'm almost insulted.
Well, maybe some people don't get the spell exactly right. But I was very careful. Hold on.
Really?
Are they gone?
Not that. What?
Good. I didn't feel like sharing.
What?
Where's the fun in that? Now I've got all night to enjoy this.
Wait. Now I'm a little scared. That's not how this usually goes.
Oh, come on. This was the plan. I don't need a big, cocky, 6-foot demon to throw me around. And I know you have a few parts that aren't half size. Why do you think I brought all this extra wormwood? No, it should be kicking in any second.
Oh, wow.
Exactly. Come on, you've got a lot of work to do before you can go back to hell. Who needs a broomstick?
Dear M.M., I've been having a good time lately with a young woman who loves a little biting. I've usually been able to keep my wilder urges in check, but last time I left a hell of a hickey that's probably not going to go away for weeks. More importantly, she's now halfway undead and set to go full vampire during the next phase of the moon. She's now made it clear it was much too soon for that kind of commitment, and promised to greet me with a steak if we see each other again. Obviously, a nice bunch of orchids won't cut it here. Do you think I have any chance of patching this one up, or would it be best to prepare for a multi-century feud? Name not important.
Hello and welcome back to Marian, the highest rated daytime show from Springwood, Ohio to Haydenfield, Illinois. How many people here remember the old show This Is Your Life, when a guest would have surprised people from his past come on to, well, surprise them? I used to love that show. And then I thought, wait, I have a show. I could just pay homage to This Is Your Life. And that's just what we're going to do here tonight. I am very excited about our first guest, who we've been trying to get on the show for quite some time. You might know him as the Boogeyman or the Shape. He's here to tell us all about what it's like to be world famous, but still not have anybody know what you look like. Let's bring him out now. Mike Myers, This Is Your Life.
Whoa, thank you. Your audience is too kind. Please, sit down, everyone.
Michael, is it okay if I call you Michael?
Please do. It's certainly better than the wordless screaming I usually get. Although I would ask that you don't call me Mike.
Oh, because of Mike Myers, the comedian.
Yes. I mean, I've killed lots of people, but you can't pin the love guru on me.
That is delightful. Although he did make So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Please, Marian, I think you all know the kitchen knife is my weapon of choice.
And nobody knows that better than our first guest. You met him very briefly in 1977 during one fateful Halloween night. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bob Sims!
Hi, everybody.
I'm not sure I remember you.
What? And they say you always remember your first. Although, technically, I think it was your third.
Oh, wait. You were downstairs getting a beer while your girlfriend was upstairs in bed.
The one and only. You put on a ghost costume and pretended to be me to murder her.
Holy shit, that's right. That was a long, long time ago.
Seems like yesterday to me. I've been dead since then.
Well, you look great.
Thanks. Turns out Atkins is super easy to stay on when you stop eating, or breathing, or anything really.
Hey, I'm sorry about the whole, you know, stabbing you thing.
Are you really, though?
No.
Now that's the Michael Myers I know.
Okay, Bob, that's all the time we have left. Our consulting warlock says you only have about 30 seconds of animated tissue left.
Thanks for having me. I'd like to plug my Etsy store.
We'll have links on our video online. Bob Sims, everyone!
Thanks. You've been a great audience.
Wow, Michael. You look like you've seen a ghost.
Well, yes, I literally killed him.
Terrific. Moving along, you'll remember this man, I'm sure.
I met him 15 years ago. I was told there was nothing left. No reason, no conscience, no understanding, and even the most rudimentary sense of life or death, of good or evil, right or wrong. I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face, and the blackest of eyes, the devil's eyes.
I'd know that voice anywhere. Dr. Loomis?
That's right. Give me a hug, Michael.
Can I see your hands first? You did shoot me on multiple occasions.
Still got that old Myers wit. How have you been?
Well, honestly, not too bad. Remember your diagnosis that I wouldn't live to see 1980?
Very well. I wish it had been true.
Well, can't keep a good boogeyman down. Since then, I've proved surprisingly resilient. I really have to thank my fans for always believing in me.
I think it's safe to say we're all fans here.
Absolutely. Sure, you've killed a few people. Cars kill tens of thousands every year, but we don't think they're evil.
I have to say, Doctor, you've really come around on my whole child of evil thing.
Well, I quit drinking. I got a divorce. Found my true soulmate. And most importantly, I accepted the word of the Lord into my heart.
Uh-oh.
Michael, have you heard the good word?
Oh, I'm an agnostic, Doctor. I'm sorry.
That's all the time we have for you, Doctor. Thanks for coming by.
You see, it's all there, Michael. The New Testament provides proof of God's...
Dr. Loomis, everybody, let's give him a round of applause.
Wow, you just never know how people can change, I guess.
I will be speaking to my producers in the morning, but now it is time for our final guest. We all know her as the final girl. Michael, you might know her as your sister. Come out, Laurie Strode.
Thank you. Hi, Marion. Hello, Michael.
Laurie.
Ooh, it got chilly in here all of a sudden.
Well, she's been trying to kill me for 4 decades. We don't exactly exchange Christmas cards.
I've been trying, anyway. Do you know how many times I've tried to kill you?
Well, yes.
I blew up a house with you in it.
Yeah, just last year, in fact.
Well, Marion, that's why I'm here. I'm not here to promote anything. I'm just here to end it.
End it?
This whole thing. This charade I call my life.
Lori, is that a grenade in your hand?
Yes, Michael. I'm taking us both out.
Wait.
Right now. What?
Well, I don't think we were expecting that. Man, my sponsors are going to have a field day. Still, take that, Oprah. That's all from Marion today. Please join us next week when our guests will be Freddy Krueger and that one lady gremlin from Gremlins 2.